From WWNO, this is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. This and every week, we hear from people in Louisiana who've devoted their lives to music. Their music is our music, and it's popular around the planet. But friends, music lovers, countrymen, beware the Ides of March. This time of year symbolizes betrayal. Historian Kenneth Harl is going to remind us of our Roman roots.
It's much easier to teach Roman history in New Orleans than it is in other parts of the United States, believe me. This is still part of the Roman Empire, I mean, the way it runs.
Our man of antiquity, Kenneth Harl, joins us for songs about betrayal. Lend us your ears after the newscast. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. The Ides of a month mean the middle of the month, on or about the 15th. So it's fair to say that there are Ides of May, Ides of July, Ides of October, all the way to December. But on the Ides of March in 44 BC, something happened that people have been talking about ever since. The most powerful friends and allies of Julius Caesar stabbed him to death at a meeting of the Roman Senate. Right or wrong, those guys may be the worst frenemies ever. And according to Shakespeare, Caesar hadn't even planned to go to work that day. Dr. John would understand Caesar's situation in a heartbeat.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been running, trying to catch hung up in my mind. Just got to give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. Got to cue of my insecurity.
Meet Kenneth Harl, one of the most popular professors at Tulane University here in New Orleans. Harl is a historian of antiquity, ancient Greece, Rome, Byzantium. He's won the school's student award for teaching 8 times. Harl says that when he moved down here from the Northeast in the 1970s, it was as if he'd landed in ancient Rome.
And Mardi Gras made total sense to me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. This is a festival in the Roman Empire about 200 AD. Yes, I understand exactly what's going on here.
I love that.
We still use Roman law. We use the civil code.
I thought the civil code was Napoleonic law.
It's based on the Roman code. It goes directly back to the Code of Justinian, which is the great summation of Roman law.
I'm so glad we met today.
Furthermore, New Orleans politicians understand the importance of entertainment. I mean, look, Edwin Edwards is one of the most remarkable political figures I've ever seen. This man could run the late Roman Republic. He understands the importance of the circus part of bread and circuses, the importance of oratory and public standing and how to persuade. There's a succession of political figures in Louisiana. They're not boring. I grew up in the New York area. I've been from the Northeast. Believe me, most political speeches are boring. It's much easier to teach Roman history in New Orleans than it is in other parts of the United States, believe me. This is still part of the Roman Empire, I mean, the way it runs.
We're going to talk more with Tulane professor Kenneth Harl about Julius Caesar and what makes this part of the world so similar to ancient Rome. But right now, we'll observe the Ides of March with some great homegrown songs about betrayal. First up, two old school rascals, Lulu Barker and Louis Armstrong.
I feel like leaning another woman's husband's arm. Lord, 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 I feel like laying in another woman's husband's arms. I feel like laying in another woman's husband's arms. And tell him, rock me, baby, till I go to sleep. Lord, 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 tell him, rock me, babes, till I go to sleep. Tell him to rock me, baby, till I go to sleep. He can love me with the rising sun. I feel like laying in another woman's husband's arms. Lord, 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 and I mean it, I feel like laying in another woman's husband's arms.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider I romance. If you should take the words of anyone you heard, I have no chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue? When we are apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memories, and others' arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear from me, and you never will. Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dream. Mama, it's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words of others you've heard, Mama, I have no chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue? When we apart, yes, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memories, then others' arms may hold a thrill. Please do nothing till you hear from me. Mama, you never will.
That was Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington with Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. And Blue Lou Barker sang, I Feel Like Laying in Another Woman's Husband's Arms. This is Music Inside Out. Inspired by the Ides of March this week, we're playing Louisiana songs about betrayal. When you're shanked, metaphorically, by the ones you love. Back in a minute.
Et tu, Brute, then fall, Caesar.
It's the Ides of March edition of Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and we're playing some of Louisiana's best songs about betrayal. Next up, a Somebody Done Somebody Wrong classic from Professor Longhair.
One night when I came home, tired as a man could be, I saw a horse in my stable where my horse was supposed to be. I said, wake up, Sally, and explain this mess to me. Whose horse is this in my stable where my horse is supposed to be? She said, hush your mouth, boy, you're talking real silly. Open up your eyes and see. That ain't nothing but an old milk cow that the farmers led to me. I said, I've been all over the world to the Gulf of Mexico, and I ain't never saw no milk cows with saddles on their back before. Well, then the next night when I came home, tired as a man could be, I saw a hat on my dresser where my hat was supposed to be. I said, wake up, Sally, and explain this mess to me. Whose hat is that on my dresser, girl, where my hat is supposed to be? She said, hush your mouth, boy, you're talking real silly. Open up your eyes and see. That ain't nothing but an old cabbage the grocery store man gave to me. I said, I've been all over the world, I do the Gulf of Mexico, and I ain't never saw no cabbage with a hat band on it before. Well, then the next night when I came home, tired as a man could be, I saw a fella on my front porch where I was supposed to be. I said, wake up, Sally, and explain this mess to me. Who's that fella out there on my front porch where I'm supposed to be? She said, hush your mouth, Roy, you're talking real silly. Open up your eyes and see. That wasn't nothing but a shadow you're always accusing me. I said, I've been all over the world to the Gulf of Mexico, and I ain't never stumbled over a shadow in my whole life before. And then the next night when I came home, tired as a man could be, I saw that same old fella in my bed where I was supposed to be. I said, wake up, Sally, and explain this mess to me. Who's this guy laying in my bed by you where I'm supposed to be? She said, hush your mouth, Roy, you're talking real silly. Open up your eyes and see. That ain't nothing but the next door neighbor's little baby. She laying him to me. I said, I've been all over the world to the Gulf of Mexico, and I ain't never saw no baby 5'6" before. The next night when I came home, the next night when I came home, the next night when I came home, yeah, I am all alone. The next night, the next night.
Now, you say you ain't never met my wife, and you say you ain't never seen her before. You ain't been hanging around my house at night when I ain't home. Well, buddy, this is what I want to know. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? I know I got the baddest dog in town. He's supposed to bite anybody. Oh, yeah, he bit my sister, and he bit my brother, and took a big old chunk out of my poor old sickly mother. That ain't all. He bit the mailman, and he see him every day. But when you come around, all he want to do is jump around the plate. I don't know what you putting down, Daddy, yo.
But how come my dog don't bark when you come around?
That's what I understand. And the next thing. I know my dog is bad, and I've been trying to keep the people safe. I even bought a bad dog sign and hung it on my gate. And yeah, you come about half at nine, full of boom phone wine, and trying to sneak on by my sign. And my dog laying there half asleep, smoking reefer, and that bed you don't mind. Now that's my dog. And when I come home, he don't sleep that sound. Now how come he don't bark when you come home? And nothing, man. Look, I don't like it. I don't like it a bit. The way you and my dog made friends so fast last night. I know my dog don't like no strangers, and I know my dog's supposed to bite. But I wasn't eavesdropping, and I wasn't spying on my old lady. Now, don't get me wrong now. But I happened to be tipping through my alleyway when my subconscious mind told my conscious mind to wait a minute. I don't know what you put down, Daddy, but I got my dog don't bark when you come out. And nothing. I don't like it. Don't like it a bit. When you and my dog getting along so right there. Went through the alley, you know, and I called my dog. I said, "Hey there, get up off your rusty dusty and come here to your master, Boo Boo." That's my dog name, Boo Boo, you know. And what did my dog do? He looked at me and he growled and he broke right straight to you. I believe you've been confused in my house. How come my dog... Don't answer that, because you're going to incriminate yourself. You better do like Hoffa and Baker and Saul Esther, Silver Dollar Sam, Heath and Wilson. Take the Fifth, son, amendment, that is, and stand up for your constitutional rights. Because from here on in, I don't think you're going to be standing up long, buddy, because I'm finna break up all the confusion.
That was Cousin Joe with an excerpt from How Come My Dog Don't Bark. And before that, Professor Longhair sang Cabbage Head. This week, in observance of the Ides of March, the subject is betrayal. During his lifetime, Julius Caesar had his share of love triangles, affairs, and disappointments. Caesar's second wife famously cheated on him with Claudius, of I Claudius fame. Here's Tulane historian Kenneth Harrell.
Well, what is Caesar going to do with this infidelity, this betrayal? And Caesar, rather than many, many nobles would have gotten very angry about this. There would have been an ugly divorce, would have divided the families. He said, I'm going to go for a divorce. And that's where he utters the famous phrase, Caesar's wife must be above suspicion. So wife number two, he divorces. She takes her property back and eventually marries a third and final wife. The one Calpurnia, who's known from the Shakespeare play, is warning Caesar not to go off to his death that day. These types of scandals that would end up in a public infidelity would, in the upper political classes, have amazing immediate political and family repercussions.
The phrase, Caesar's wife must be above suspicion, is still part of our everyday vernacular in the Roman city-state we call New Orleans. But Lee Dorsey takes the idea a step further.
Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. No. See my way around. Get out my eyes, children. I've got to see my way around. Yeah. Get out my life, honey.
but a heartache by the pound. Get off my ladder, woman, I got to climb up to the top. Get off my ladder, woman, I got to climb up to the top. Oh. Get off my ladder, woman, and there is nothing gonna make me stop.
Ouch! That was Lee Dorsey with Get Out of My Life, Woman. We're playing songs about some dodgy characters. Here's Marcia Ball.
We used to meet every Friday night down at the San Jose. Same room number, bottle of wine, our little secret getaway. One night I got there early, I checked in and turned down the bed. There was a couple next door and they were fighting, and I could hear every word they said. He told her, she means nothing to me. It was a cold, hard twist of the knife when he said my name, and I realized it was my man and he was talking to his wife. I heard it all.
Marcia Ball with I Heard It All. This is the Ides of March edition of Music Inside Out. Stay with us for the denouement of Betrayal Most Foul. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Our Louisiana songs this week are about betrayal and what people say and do when it happens to them. If there's any takeaway from the show this week, it's don't get on the wrong side of Lillian Bouté.
Go back where you stayed last night. Get away from my door. Hands couldn't turn my regular now. And I don't want you no more. In another candy shop, you can get your lollipop. Be on a high, Papa, 'cause I'm sure through with you. I've been a big chump long enough. From now on, I gotta be me. So find another station to buy your supply of gasoline. And when the back of your collar is showing, then I know doggone well you'll be going right back where you stayed last night. I don't want you no
Lillian Bouté with Go Back Where You Stayed Last Night. What makes betrayal tragic in the classical sense is that it's directly proportional to the love that's been ruined. Kenneth Harl is with us. He's a historian of ancient Rome, Greece, and Byzantium. Harl says 90% of everything written from antiquity is gone, probably forever. But among what remains are love poems for the ages.
Catullus. As he says, Wesanastum, I'm totally crazy. Love is a form of craziness. And he's writing these poems to a woman who may or may not have existed. And some of the most remarkable poems that you would ever want to read, and he talks of how he actually goes to a shrine of a healing god in Libya today, where he wants to get over this crazy, but he can't. And then he invokes his love with kisses and kisses and kisses. So many kisses that the gods can't count them and they can't limit our love.
That's a good line. Kisses and kisses. So many kisses the gods can't count. Now imagine if Catullus's lady friend had betrayed his love, which, spoiler alert, she kind of did. Catullus might have sounded like Chris Kenner.
Has it anybody here? explain what makes a woman misuse a good man. He gives her everything her little heart desires. He thinks she's all. She's been cheating all along. Oh, but it's all right. Baby, it's all right. I say it's all right, baby.
Phil Phillips with It's All Right, Eddie Lang and Gonna Make You Eat Those Words, and Chris Kenner with Anybody Here Seen My Baby. We've been playing Louisiana songs about betrayal in love. But what is true love without forgiveness? Our next songs are about just that. Here's Doc Cheatham. It's hard to stay mad at him. Thank you. That was a tender James Booker with Come In My House. And Doc Cheatham sang, What Can I Say After I've Said I'm Sorry? At age 62, Tulane historian Kenneth Harl is about to do what few men do at 62. Harl will marry for the first time. The courtship has given him a new appreciation for the poetry of his old friend Catullus.
Waisanus sum, I am crazed. I am filled with love. It's love at first sight, as we would say. And yes, mix up all the kisses so the gods don't count, because if you have too much joy, the gods might punish you, is a Roman notion. So don't give them the information. It would be Catullus. He's a very, very passionate writer. And I understand now what he's talking about. It is a sort of madness in a way. It's inexplicable. And in my case, I had to jump barriers of language and culture. My wife-to-be, when I met her, didn't speak any English. I had to propose to her in Turkish, so. And it's astonishing how good my Turkish grammar is. Of course, as a typical academic and geek, I'm much better at writing than speaking, so.
How do you say, I love you in Turkish?
Canım seni çok seviyorum. My soul, you, much loving am I.
Kenneth Harl teaches history at Tulane University in New Orleans. And this last song goes out to him and his lady love. The great Dr. John sings the more than great Duke Ellington.
As I walk down the street, seems like everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just lucky, so and so. The birds in every tree all seem so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just lucky, so and so. If you ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess I'm slipping. That don't worry me, confidentially, I got a dream that's a pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to home where love waits, I know. I'm just lucky, so and so. Bank account, I'd have to confess I'm slipping. That don't worry me, confidentially, I got a dream that's a pivot. Yeah, when the day is through, each night I hurry to home where love waits, I know. So,
You've been listening to Music Inside Out. Our show is produced by Lynette Johnson, Jason Ryan, and Sean Collins. For a complete playlist of songs from this hour, go to our website at wwno.org. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out.